Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal, and healing topics. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona, Arizona, where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show. Welcome to the show. I'm Ivory Lanoux, and this is Rosalind Reynolds. Sedona's Sun will be back with us next week. Today's topic is particle accelerators and the paranormal. Before we dive into that, I want to say hello to our listeners in Gothenburg, Sweden. Thank you for tuning in and being here week after week. It's great to see. We were just laughing about this topic, maybe a little much for some people, but you know, people have interest in these things, and we like to cover a wide variety. So I will say real quick, we're not going to dive into all of the nitty-gritty details of what a particle accelerator is, but I will tell you that it's an apparatus that accelerates subatomic particles to high velocities by means of electric or electromagnetic fields. That's all you need to know. So if you know what they are already, you probably know more about it than you need to. And for the rest of you, honestly, that's enough. I think that this all started a couple of things. Like I was doing some research about this online because, you know, I've had an interest in the paranormal for decades and certainly plenty of experience with it. But my only experience is something I'll talk about later in the show as far as particle accelerators. But Roz and Ed, her boyfriend Ed, had been telling me about particle accelerators. And that got me started looking into it. And I know there's a lot of conspiracy theory type things around it. Like people thought that it was going to end the world. It was going to create a black hole and suck the earth into. It was going to somehow disintegrate the planet. But there's also stories out there about sort of tears in the fabric of the dimension opening and other beings coming through. Do you want to talk about that, Roz?
My knowledge on this is actually pretty limited to just what's been released and what's been allowed to come into the public mindset. But basically what I got about it is that because it opens frequencies, it opens portals, it can allow interdimensional beings to come through. And some, you know, I don't see so much about it now, but some years back, there was discussion by different scientists as to, you know, their opinion that this was going to be pretty, pretty rough to get through, just because, you know, not all of these beings have good intention. Not all of them have, you know, they're coming in on a whirlwind kind of like of these different energies. And how do you control that? Well, guess what? You know, you don't really get to control that. And there were actually at one point, there were some scientists who said that they had sort of been able to see these beings, and that quickly faded. You know, that discussion of that, I think, was just too much and probably too scary for people, because it's not an easy subject to get comfortable with. You know, you're in this scientific event that's being created, scientific, really. It's an experiment in what we don't know. And I think there were some scientists as well as, you know, public people who were pretty dismayed by this when it all started coming out. So it has a lot to do with how comfortable you are with the idea within yourself of being kind of at the mercy of whatever comes through that portal.
Yeah, like maybe they don't really understand everything that they're playing with there.
And maybe they don't really have control of any of that either.
I got to tell you, I found this article. I printed it out. The title of this article is, "The Reactivation of the LHC Isn't Going to Open a Paranormal Portal That Rips the World Apart." That's the title of the article. So wow. This was back in July of this year. And the LHC is the Large Hadron Collider. And it was switched on that week in July. And so this is housed in the European Center for Nuclear Research. And it's this huge circular tunnel, 175 meters underground. And it's beneath the borders of France and Switzerland. It is the world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator. And it was turned on first in 2008. And they did some scientific experiments they say were perfectly safe. And they said that the lights of the experiments has really massively increased our understanding of the whole world around us and is sure to lead to the advancement of mankind. Well, this is the people who are running the experiment. So that was shut down at the end of 2018. And then all of a sudden, I guess these stories started coming out that this device could open a paranormal portal to another reality, perhaps even the infernal realm itself, literally unleashing hell on earth. And they say that the show Strange Things fueled the fire of that because they have particle accelerator as part of the storyline in that. I hadn't really thought about that, but that's so true. So they keep saying there's no truth to this, there's nothing. But then I dug deeper and I found on YouTube something interesting. It's not professional. I'm going to tell you this video. The guy has his clothes dryer running in the background and you can hear shoes or something going around and he's eating and drinking during his video, but he's doing an interview with a person who worked at a particle accelerator who is anonymous. So it's just a silhouette and a voice, a female, and interviewing her about what she witnessed. And she says that it did open a portal, that she did see things coming through. So I wanted to tell you the way you can find that. Where did I write it? I've got two handouts here. Okay, you can find it by entering CERN, C-E-R-N, Black Holes Demons Eyewitness Testimony. CERN, Black Holes Demons Eyewitness Testimony. So I had to dig pretty deep to find this thing. So she said they're performing weird experiments with demons and black holes are appearing, and that a scientist intentionally goes into the black hole and ends up in an alternate dimension, and that they're exposing paranormal activity and demonic entities are now escaping from CERN, that there's demonic visions, rituals, and paranormal activity reported by the scientist who claimed that CERN has unleashed hell on earth in its latest antimatter experiment. So you make your decision for yourself, what you want to believe, what you want to accept, but we're presenting both sides here, what the scientists are saying and what an ex-employee is saying in the paranormal community. So it's probably somewhere in the middle there. What else? Has Ed told you anything else about this, Roz, like specifics?
Not recently. I mean, we kind of got off on different subjects because we were, you know, getting all this info. And then we kind of reached the end of our curiosity, I guess. And we stopped.
On to something else.
Yeah,
you sound like me with musical instruments.
It. But the one thing that I would like to point out at this point is these frequencies, these dimensional fields that go into the hell level, if you want to call it that, those frequencies, they can come through anyway. They don't need the collider.
No, they don't.
You can invoke them in. And there are a large number of people, you know, in satanic religious behavior and a lot of other multi-dimensional approaches to conjuring, I would call it, these things in. So I think the difference here is that, you know, this is the scientific, this is based on the scientific theories of their community and how to tweak the electromagnetic frequencies and get them, you know, tuned onto those dimensional fields, those frequencies, to bring that through. But I just want people to realize that this is not a unique and completely focused behavior just on the collider. The collider is a scientific methodology that they're saying produces it, but I think a lot of things produce it. I think there's a lot of it here.
Oh, I think that I know there's a lot of it here. We've talked about that, and Roz and I are able to see some things not everybody sees. That's not always a good thing, but it is a heads up.
It'd be a pretty scary thing.
But it is a heads up. The other thing I found, and I'm just telling you, like, everything I found on this subject, you know, about, for it, against paranormal, associated with it, everything, because, you know, it gives it a more broad approach to this. And I found this article called "Do Accelerators Prove Ghosts Don't Exist?" which I found amusing. It's like, well, I can tell you right now, I don't like to call them ghosts, but spirits exist. But I guess that they were talking about 3/4 of the United States and the United Kingdom believe in ghosts. And Brian Cox, who's a popular TV professor, believes he has proof they don't exist. And he pointed to that large Hadron Collider, the LHC again, to explain why specters and phantoms are the stuff of fiction. He has a BBC Radio 4 program. I think it's the Infinite Monkey Cage. And he said experiments carried out with the LHC in Geneva, Switzerland, prove that the existence of the paranormal is inconceivable, which I find hilarious, but because, I mean, come on. But that just means this guy doesn't want to believe in the paranormal. He's going to great lengths to try to prove it doesn't exist, which is pretty funny. So I want to talk about this here, because why he thinks this. He says, before we ask the first question, I want to make a statement. We are not here to debate the existence of ghosts because they don't exist. Why? Well, let's see. He says, at the energy scales typical of the particle interactions in the body, it's almost inconceivable that they could exist. And an astrophysicist, Neil deGrasse Tyson, said, if I understand what you just declared, you just asserted that CERN, the European Center for Nuclear Research, disproved the existence of ghosts. Professor Cox confirmed that this was true. He added, I would say if there's some kind of substance that's driving our bodies, making my arms move and legs move, then it must interact with the particles out of which our bodies are made. And seeing as we've made high precision measurements of the ways that particles interact, then my assertion is there is no such thing as an energy source that's driving our bodies. So that is when a scientific mind becomes so close to the supernatural, to paranormal, to the spiritual, that they just will not accept it. I mean, oh my gosh, I can only say, in this poor man's defense, he probably has never had a paranormal or supernatural experience of his own.
That's for sure.
You know, because that's the kind of thinking you get from somebody whose mind isn't expanded. And I get it. We've talked about it. Until somebody experiences it for themselves, it can seem really out there. And people don't want to believe some of these things are true, or they might have grown up in a religion that says it's not true. So there's all kinds of reasons why somebody could be very close to even wanting to admit it exists. But to those of us who live with it day after day, our entire lives, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just amused at your stance here. So, wow. I don't even understand the logic in that, but I'm sure to him it is super clear, and probably to other people in the field it's super clear. But you can't compare the third dimension to the supernatural paranormal world.
Ever.
Yeah.
They're not even vaguely related.
No. So you could try to scientist your way through this, but it's really not. I do know there's plenty of scientists out there and professors, very respected people, who are using scientific methods that have proven spirits exist, that have proven life after death, all communication from spirits, you know, all kinds of things that are being proven scientifically. So science does not need to be completely divorced from the supernatural and paranormal. I think it's a mistake to separate it so clearly. I got to tell you, Roz, something I remember, this whole adventure of mine with a particle accelerator. Remember when I was going to visit my daughter in Illinois? She lives in Batavia. And I said, there's this thing called Fermilab, this big place called Fermilab across the street. And your boyfriend, Ed, says, that's a particle accelerator. And it was just across the main street. So maybe, you know, the entrance to it was probably 1,000 yards away from my daughter's house. And that's when Ed was telling me about even living in the vicinity of one of these. Now, you remember what happened at my daughter's house at that location. It had a demonic presence. I got pushed down the stairs multiple times. My grandson got pushed up the stairs. My daughter got pushed down and severely injured. We saw this entity. Ross saw the entity from a distance. I have to wonder if all that paranormal activity in that neighborhood was because of its proximity to Fermilab. I don't know. You know, if it's opening a portal and the proliferation of dark entities, particularly like a demonic entity, is coming through there, I would think that area would be in danger of that. It may be uneasy, but I have this part of me. And Ed tried to talk me out of it. I'm like, no, I had to do it. I talked my daughter into taking me to Fermilab. And this was 4 years ago. So we drove over there, and you have to go through a guarded entrance. But once you're in this huge facility, which, by the way, let me tell you how big this thing is. Oh, maybe I didn't write it down. Oh, wait, here it is. 6,800 acres in Batavia. So once you're through that initial entrance, there's really no security. I didn't see cameras. I never saw people with guns. We were able to drive really close, right around all of the particle accelerator buildings. Just no one ever stopped us or questioned us. We're just driving for a few hours. And there's a museum there, which we couldn't go to because it wasn't open that day. But it's this really tall building with doesn't look like it has any windows in it. And it's dark gray. It has a foreboding energy about it. So I don't know. I think it's offices too, but I'm going to go in there maybe the next visit to see what's going on. But the whole place had a creepy vibe. I don't know if it's because Ed had been talking to me about, there's also conspiracy theory about the lizard people having the underground tunnel. And Ed thinks it goes under, that those particle accelerators are connected underground. And I started thinking about lizard people and it put me on edge. I'm not sure. And the funny thing I got to tell you is my daughter gave me so much grief at that time. Mom, that's a conspiracy theory. I can't believe you're buying into this. Now, let me tell you, I am not a conspiracy theorist. Definitely not. But who became one in the last few years? Yes, my daughter is a conspiracy theorist. So maybe she'll want to go back there now. But there's some weird things there too. Like they have herds of white buffalo. And all you have to do is tell them at the front gate, we're here to see the buffalo. And they're like, oh, okay. Go on in, carload of strangers. Drive way through this whole long building, way to the back where the white buffalo are. And they're like, why are they raising white buffalo at a particle accelerator? You know, what does white buffalo have? It was kind of a surreal thing. It really was pretty surreal.
Well, so, of course, now if you went back, you'd have a whole other perspective on a lot of this.
I would. I think I'd want to take some of my equipment that measures different things, tri-field meter, the K2 meter, and just see what it picks up. And I think I will do some video because I saw no security cameras anywhere. I'm not going to do anything bad. I'm not there to hurt anybody or release state secrets, but I would like to see if I can pick up anything supernatural happening there. But it's crazy. It's like right in the middle of a residential area in Batavia, which is west of Chicago. That Fermilab was founded in 1967. And it is called America's Particle Physics and Accelerator Laboratory. So all of the new testing, things they'd never done before, is done there, which I didn't know at the time. Have you heard of that place, Roz, before I mentioned it to you?
No.
Have you ever been to a particle accelerator?
No, I've only read about them. So,
yeah.
When it first came out scientifically, and they were, you know, documenting some of the things that they said it would do and the value of having it and all of that. I actually got this, like, that little quirky vibe, you know, like, I feel like I'm getting sold something here.
What do you think that they intend to do? What do you think the real intention is behind these particle accelerators?
I think we have a lot of what I would call hidden agendas to get things accomplished that are maybe not what the rest of us would have in mind.
I wonder if maybe they want to time travel, because I've heard rumors about that too, the ability to time travel using a particle accelerator. And if you can time travel, you can go back and change things to be the way you want it to be, maybe, regardless of what happens to people in the future. I can see that being used as a nefarious purpose. I hope that's not what they're trying to do.
Certainly, we hope that. But there's a lot of what I would consider to be nefarious and dark agendas flying around.
Yes, there are. And we all know about the butterfly effect.
I just hear interesting things from all over the world from different clients about things that are going on in their area that seem so out of the normal realm to me. Just really what I would say, fishy. Fishy.
Yeah, you have to wonder. I mean, if there's an ex-employee out there giving interviews, if there's all these people in the scientific community who have their concerns about it, like they don't really know what they're doing. And it's kind of like, as I was researching this topic, I found out that the scientists who were going to release the first atomic bomb, atomic bomb, did not know there was a possibility in their calculations that it could create a fire that would envelop the entire Earth in a fireball and destroy all life on Earth. And yet they went ahead and did it. Is that mind-boggling? If they would do that, then I can see they'd go, well, here's the warnings, things we worry about might happen with a particle accelerator, but let's go ahead and do it anyway in the advancement of science. Let's because they get shot. Carried away with that, don't they?
They do.
I don't want to get crazy. I don't want to go into a place where I live in fear and paranoia, but there's a lot out there that I know we're just not being told the truth about everything. So I think it's important to do some research, find out what you can about it. If you find out something about it we haven't talked about today, let us know. We want to know. I was going to tell you this Fermilab, they also say they use the universe as a laboratory. They make measurements of the cosmos to the mysteries of dark matter and dark energy. And when they say that, they're not talking about evil, you know, they mean a scientific method. They want to answer questions like, what are we made of? How did the universe begin? What secrets do the smallest, most elemental particle of matter hold? And how can they help us understand the intricacies of space and time? Those are all good. But if you're not sure what you're doing, it's scary. And it could be affecting everyone in the area or everyone in the world. I don't want to be an alarmist, but I do think there's reason to be concerned about this stuff. So anyway, you can go there. I'm sure it's not the only one. I have no idea where all the particle accelerators are in the United States or how many there are. They're probably not a lot. But you, if you're in the Chicago area, definitely go by Fermilab and ask to see the white buffalo so they'll let you on the grounds and you can check it out. I'll tell you what, because of what Ed, Roz's boyfriend, told me about the lizard people underground, we were particularly drawn to this area where there was like a large berm of earth, and it was long and it was curved. And we don't know enough about this to know if is that part of it. Is it in there? Is that part of the particle accelerator? Is that tunnels? You know, what the heck is that? But it's really long and curved, and it's a huge berm of earth with grass over it. You can check it out for yourself. And if you discover anything there, we definitely want to know. Or if you go to another particle accelerator, for those of you in Europe, go to that large one, that LHP, and check that out and let us know what you find. We don't have the luxury of going to that one, but I, for one, would be very curious as to what you find if you can visit there, what it feels like to you, what you note, what you experience. Especially if you do paranormal investigations, you have some equipment that could be handy for that.
I can see you now with your equipment.
I would totally try to get it on the airplane. I'd check it if I had to and put a big sign that says, this is all paranormal investigative equipment. No bombs here. And take it in there. Oh, yeah, I take it everywhere. Take it everywhere I travel. And you never know when a spirit or interest in activity is going to happen. I like to have that equipment with me.
Yeah. You never know what's going to spark something.
Mm-mm. Especially when you're a medium, you know, you're like a lightning rod for paranormal activity, as you know, Roz. So my daughter laughs. When we were growing up, I would always say, I don't understand why every house I've ever lived in has been haunted. Well, I do now. Now I get it. But she tells people, they say, what's it like to have a psychic medium as your mother? Well, every house you live in is haunted. It's true. So every place you visit, every place you go, Roz and I were talking about this Indian ruins about 15, 20 minutes away from my house and your house that's called Tuzagoot. And it's up on top of a bluff. And Roz said she was there and she could see the spirits of the Indian Native Americans. And one touched her. It's like, you see, you can't even go to check out, you know, ancient ruins without spirits coming up and visiting with you and knowing you see them and interacting with you. So if you have any of those gifts or you're just really into paranormal activity, take the equipment you have or get some basic equipment and go check this out. It's not the focus of our work by any means, but we're very curious people. Do you have anything you want to add to this today, Roz?
I would hope that people would have an open mind. I think we have a lot of stuff going on right now. You know, this is just one aspect of what's going on in the scientific community, but in all communities now, spiritual, metaphysical, I mean, we just have a lot going on. And approaching these things with an open mind, you know, a lot of times there's going to be an aspect of the culture that they're going to think, oh, you know, you're a kook. You're not a kook. You're willing to embrace and open your mind to the fact that things could be different than we want it to be, demand that it be. You know, get out of your head. More than anything else, I've had a lifetime of people walking in my office and going, "You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe what happened to me." And I sit there and I say, "I probably am."
Odds are good.
Because it is truly amazing. Some of the events, some of the things that manifest themselves in people's lives, and they never expected it. And they never anticipated it because their mind was so shut. So open your mind.
You never know when you're going to start having experiences of your own. Actually, I believe more and more people are. And me it's too. Only going to accelerate.
Oh, me too. And I think it's an amazing time, you know, during this ascension time. And that's what the ascension's talking about. Our mind ascends too. Our spirit ascends to open to these possibilities.
Yes, it does. Well said. Well, we're glad you could tune in with us today. Hopefully, if you found this at least interesting, then we have done our job today. Open your mind, stretch it a little bit. If you have questions or comments, you can always send them to us on the either post it on the YouTube channel or send it to us via email, which is in the show description. If you want to know more about us or our services, visit our website, SedonaSoulSisters.com. You've been watching the Sedona Soul Sisters show. Subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss anything, and like us because it makes us really happy. Next Friday, our topic is Traits of an Old Soul, Part 2. We had so much information, we couldn't even get through it on that last one. And a lot of people are asking, what's the rest of that? What are the other signs somebody's an old soul? So we're going to be diving into that again next Friday. And in the meantime, we hope you have an enlightening week. Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.